Orlando because Zimbabwe muhle Moria Zimbabwe lengale tshona njalo mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle kwazi why Moria Zimbabwe if you tuning in right now, welcome Moria Zimbabwe. You're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, a voice of America, on Tuesday the 1st of February 2021. Mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle Moria Zimbabwe. I'm your host Mike Ove. Once again, mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Kule munhu wese aphinda mchirongwa ichino mgamchira mchirongwa chemisho vechidiki. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Moria Zimbabwe, we're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. And unfortunately, this is a pre-recorded broadcast. Nasi mchirongwa chemisho vechidiki namchange kuhlelo. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the National Integrated Youth Program launched by President Emmerson Mnangagwa in January 2022. And of course, we're going to be touching on other government youth-led initiatives that focus on empowering the youth of the nation. Now, once again, unfortunately, Moria Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What this means is you, our loyal listeners, will be unable to call us live, like you do every night. However, this conversation is still going to be broadcasted on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Debele, VOA Shona Ganyelagu, VOA Studio 7, as we speak with Moria Zimbabwe. So don't forget, you can pass your interaction there. You can leave us your comments on our three Facebook pages. For our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting on our YouTube page. The official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. I repeat, at VOA Zimbabwe. So for everybody that loves YouTube, you can catch us, you can catch The Connection with Mike Ove on YouTube. We're also broadcasting on our three web pages as we speak, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voanwa.com, and of course, www.voashona.com. So, Moria Zimbabwe, linga kohli ngempela ngempela ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi share, msakhangane kutinya paye phakanze share. Do not forget to press the share button. Moria Zimbabwe, kuchokchone chongwane uwandu wedu, so that we watch the program in our numbers. And most importantly, lingakhohlwa ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like, musakhangane kutinya paye phakanze like. Don't forget to press the like button so that two notes I was with chokwadi Moria Zimbabwe to the tose. Si sonke like so. We're together. Pano pachirongwa chedu chowe chidiki here on The Connection. And also feel free to write your comments in the comment section so that once again we get to see your feedback. So yilo ludaba esilalo kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo ezulukandaba lingakhohlwi. Abhalani imibono yenu, sikhona kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Lilami uMike Ove. So, ukungena kuhlelo lwethu namhlanje izulukandaba, sikhangela indaba le eyokuthi abantu abasakhulayo, zikhona inhlelo ezikhona elizweni ezijonge ukuthuthukisa intsha yakwele Zimbabwe. Sakandiyo nyaya thukuzeya Moria Zimbabwe tshange thine vechidiki vachanga vachipinda pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki vachizeya nyaya iyi vachitiudza maondro avo nezvenyaya yekusimudzirwa kwevechidiki. Tinonzwa hurumende yemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachiti aiwa vane zvirongwa zvakati wandei zvakanangana nekusimudzira vechidiki. Saka tichange tichizeya chimwe chirongwa chakatangwa nemutungamiriri wenyika President Emmerson Mnangagwa muna January gore rino, chiri pasi pezita rekuti National Integrated Youth Program. So we're going to be joined by some Ministry of Agriculture officials. We're going to be hearing from Honorable Kirsty Coventry, who is the Minister of Youth, and we're going to be hearing from other young people. But as usual, we kick off our program with an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, the current stats are as follows. The Ministry of Healthcare says Zimbabwe currently has 229,666 COVID cases, 219,414 recoveries, and 5,333 deaths. Now, last night alone, Moria Zimbabwe, the Ministry of Health and Childcare reported 206 new COVID-19 cases. It reported 1,081 recoveries, and it reported one death. Now, to date, Moria Zimbabwe, the latest stats say To date, 4,270,483 people have taken the COVID-19 jab, and that is the first jab. However, the number of people that are fully vaccinated is 3,299,628. So those are the latest COVID-19 stats released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare. But whilst in the conversation of the latest stats and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe, whilst we're giving you updates on what's happening in the nation, in a recent announcement that was given or passed by Acting President Constantino Chiwenga, he has reviewed and amended the COVID-19 lockdown in Zimbabwe. Now, some of the mentioned amendments are as follows. The first one that is there, number one, says schools will reopen on February 7th. So that's one of the latest updates for a lot of our parents and students and educators. Schools will be reopening February 7th. Another amendment that is there is businesses are allowed to return to offices. However, they must ensure that COVID-19 preventative protocols are observed. So for more of these mentioned amendments, Moria Zimbabwe, there's about 12 of them. Head over to the Ministry of Information's Twitter page, and they're going to be having all those amendments available on the Twitter page. Now, in the same spirit of the COVID-19 pandemic, Moria Zimbabwe, of course, as usual, you know, government is always, time and time again, releasing infomercials that target towards educating Zimbabweans on the COVID-19 pandemic. So without wasting time, let us head over to one of the infomercials that was done by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. The next clip you're about to watch, once again, is courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare. It's of President Emmerson Mnangagwa urging citizens to take the COVID-19 vaccine.
I am Emmerson Mnangagwa, the President of Zimbabwe. Since 2020, Zimbabwe, like the rest of the world, has been fighting COVID-19. We have lost many of our loved ones, and those who have survived are still coming to terms with the trauma. Our way of life has changed as we adjust to the new normal. Many of you have been asking, is there a way out? Is there protection against COVID-19? Well, I'm here to tell you that you and I have a role to play in this fight. COVID-19 vaccines have been delivered to Zimbabwe. These vaccines help minimize the risk of infection and are being administered all over Zimbabwe free of charge. You and I need to defeat the disease. So get vaccinated now. This is our stand against COVID-19. Together we will conquer. Get vaccinated now.
Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa Manzwaka Mashoko. Emthungameli wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachikurudzira ka zvaro zveZimbabwe kana kuti vagari vose vari munyika vachiti aiwa budai neuwandu hwenyu muchinobayiwa nhomba inodzivirira COVID-19. Liyezwa ngempela okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekuti azuzulu jelelele kwele Zimbabwe kuti hayi uyasho ngempela ukuthi izulu kanti abaphumani ngobunenge benu liyohlatshwa leli jekiseni elijonge ukuvikela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. But now, whilst on the discussion of COVID-19, to see the challenges that are faced by other African nations, because Zimbabwe is not the only country facing the COVID-19 pandemic, so is other Africans, so is the world over. Let us head over to a report which was produced by VOA, which focuses on challenges faced by Kenyans. And of course, these challenges pertain to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's head over to this VOA report.
Achom Ekeno is a herder in Isiolo, Kenya. Like thousands in this community, he does not believe COVID-19 is a threat or that he needs to get vaccinated.
We don't know about this disease or its medicine. All we know is that it attacks people who appear fat and healthy. It is a disease for the rich. But for us, we don't believe in it, and we won't take the vaccines.
Health officials say Isiolo's vaccination rate was just 7% at the beginning of 2022, and that many other communities also have low rates. Local leaders and the Minister of Health attribute reluctance to get the vaccine to misinformation, religious and cultural factors, and illiteracy.
People are misinformed that if you take the vaccine, you will die after 2 years. And the vaccine is there to reduce the population of the black people. The vaccine is there so that people don't live long. And some of those things made people to be scared of taking the vaccine.
Kenya aims to vaccinate 60% of its 55 million people by the end of 2022. Authorities say about 11 million people had been vaccinated by the end of 2021. While the country is making progress, the head of Kenya's COVID-19 task force says vaccines are going to waste because too many people are still reluctant to get the jab.
The main cause of wastage is lack of people showing up to take the vaccine. So the only solution to reduce wastage is strong social mobilization.
In the counties of Isiolo, Marsabit and Moyale, officials offered people in pastoral communities both the COVID-19 vaccination and medicines and vaccines for their livestock.
It is working very well. And, you know, they are not resisting on their livestock. Hey. We are telling them, why do you value your livestock more than your own life? Hey, let the livestock get their treatment, then you also do it. We follow them where they are. You know, our people here that are pastoralists, so they move with livestock.
But the program is currently on pause due to a shortage of animal vaccines and medicines. The Isiolo County Veterinary Department says it will resume the program when the inventory is restocked. Brenda Molinya for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Now, to delve into tonight's discussion, Moria Zimbabwe, early on, I touched on the fact that Namhlanje Uhlelo, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be focusing on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Now, last month, President Emmerson Mnangagwa launched the National Integrated Youth Program, which focuses on empowering Zimbabwean youth in farming. Now, whilst in the spirit of focusing on youth empowerment, we're joined by John Mchenje, who is an agriculture entrepreneur. Mchenje talks to us more about this program that was launched by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and of course, how the youth of the nation stand to gain from this program. So let's head over to a telephone conversation that I had with Mchenje about the topic at hand.
Okay, thank you very much. If you look how the program is structured, it is going to benefit every province in the country, where the president himself has instructed all the provincial state ministers to make sure that they reserve or they allocate the youth 500 hectares per province, so that this land will be benefiting our youth on a personal basis. For example, it will be my youth and Gachinda per land on beaches, but this year, Papinda Vamwa train over Buddha Chipinza Vam. So I think all my youth Aruma province, said they are going to benefit. And then secondly, the president also gave about 700 AFAS to the same program, where my youth are going also to benefit from the same platform. And also, he has instructed the Minister of Finance to make sure that these incubation centers are fully financed in terms of infrastructure and also resources to make sure that they are productive.
Mr. Mchenje, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us on our program here. Now, you just touched on heifers. The program that we're specifically focusing on right now will be distributing 698 heifers, to be exact, meaning 698 young people are going to be benefiting from this program. Could you kindly explain to our audience how the program is going to be working?
Okay, it's going to be a pass-on project where, for example, first 698, to be exact, are going to be identified. And after the heifers is multiplied, you are going to pass on to another youth. So we'll see year in, year out, youth benefiting from this this program. So every year we are going to expect another batch to benefit, until it has reached maybe times 7 or times 10, which means they are looking at about 600,000, 600 to a million youth to benefit from this project.
Now, speaking of these young people, how are the young people that are going to be part of this program identified?
Yeah, thank you. I think there was a call from the Minister of Agriculture for young people who are interested in agriculture to come on board to be trained on the in terms of how to take care of this livestock. So I think quite a number of young people got their certificates, those who were willing. The call was public. The ministers actually circulated the call in several WhatsApp groups, on national radio and the stuff, to actually encourage young people to come and get trained. So the first beneficiaries are going to be the people that have gone through the training stage. Both in agriculture have seen that information is power in terms of knowing how to manage your crops, how to manage your livestock.
Now, I need you to expand on that there, Mr. Muchanje. Does anyone, does someone have to be part of a specific profession for them to apply for this program? For example, does one need to have a vested interest and qualification in agriculture for them to be part of this program and benefit from it?
Okay, thank you very much. For starters, myself, I'm an accountant by profession. Those who I'm studying development studies. But, you know, I'm a farmer, as you know. And I've passion in agriculture, and I've followed the steps in terms of reading books, visiting my field days, and also getting short courses. So for you to be, we don't expect you to see an accountant in nursing or being a doctor. You need to be trained how to do the doctorate things. That's the same with agriculture. We need professionals, people that are capacitated in agriculture. If you see how sometimes we put ourselves in a drought scenarios, it's not because we don't have land or don't have resources, but we have got people that doesn't have any knowledge to do with farming, occupying vast tract of lands. So I think I'm happy with the policy that the government has put in place, that all the A2 farmers should be managed by a qualified farm manager. You can be a farm owner, but you need a qualified farm manager to own your farm, to be at your farm and manage your farm. So I think with this police that the Minister of Agriculture has brought into place, I think we're going to see our improved agricultural productivity soon.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's an entire discussion behind the requirements for some of these government-led programs. There's a lot of young people whom are of the understanding that for you to benefit from government-led programs, you have to somehow be affiliated to ZANU-PF. Be it you're a card holding member or you're related to someone who's a card holding member, etc. Now, I know we've had you on this program several times commenting on this issue, but I'd like to delve into it again. What can you say to these young people who are of this opinion so that for them, they find start thinking otherwise and look towards vesting into these programs, regardless of their political affiliations?
Okay, thank you very much. I think the first thing is to hear what the president said when he was launching the program in Ikwekwe. He said the new dispensation, he didn't say ZANU-PF. The new dispensation, which is the Second Republic of Zimbabwe, is open for business, is embraced the youth to participate in development issues, in political, in governance issues. So we are saying, as young people, we need to change our perception around issues to do with youth inclusion and participation in the developmental processes. When we say youth, we are not referring to ZANU-PF youth, because we have got youth from ZANU-PF, we have got youth from MDC Alliance, youth from MDCT, youth from LEAD, even youth from MDC recently split from Dr. Kupe. So I think all those young people, when you're talking of Zimbabwe, we need to demystify or remove the political barrier or the political blinkers. Say, I'm a Zimbabwean. I've got the right to get a birth certificate, right to get a passport, right to get a license, right to get land, right to education, right to everything, right to be empowered, right to access loans from Empower Bank, right to apply land from that agriculture. Like I said before, the good part with the Minister of Forms, when you apply land, there is no way where is talking about your political affiliation or social. It's just your name, required proof, the hectare you want, what are you going to do on the land, your cash for projection. They don't ask which party do you belong to, which means this is it's a non-political thing. Like I also said earlier, that the Ministry of Agriculture is at one Gungunyan building close to State House, and Zanpe offices are at down close to the hotel. So you can see there's a difference between the Ministry of Agriculture and ZANPF. So I think as young people, we need to change our perceptions. When we see these government programs, let's embrace them. Let's benefit from them. The president is our one president. He's the president of Zimbabwe. He's not the president of a particular party. Thank you.
I will talk to you about the change in the team, ndanzvikumbiro kutsanangurirawo kune vateereri nezvechirongwa cheNational Integrated Youth Program, icho chakanangana nekusimudzira vechidiki munyika, kunyanya avo vanoita zvokurima.
Okay, ndinotenda. President wedu vamunangagwa vakalonja chirongwa chavakaparura maministers of state esangaripo. Chandofarira ndechekuti maministers of state ndovakapiwa instruction na president. Kuti maprovinsi kwenyu ngakuve neland inoita 500 hectares inova reserved for mayouth. Havana kutaura kuti mayouth eZANU-PF, vakati mayouth eZimbabwe, which means ndiri kuti mayouth ese eZimbabwe ngatiendeyo kumaprovinsi kwetinonyoresa pari kunyoreswa pacho. Kana dziri mode ngatinyoresei, kana iri kuri kupinda maeducation center ngatipindei. Macenders aya akaisirwa kuti isu semayouth tibenefite mari. Hurumende yedu through vabati vedu vehomwe vamutule nguve vachaisa mari ipapo yekuti vavandudze macenders edu through kuisa zvemachinery, irrigation facilities. Tichange tichitenwa ipapo, ngande tinodzidzira kurima, nyika ndeyedu. President vakataura futi vakati atore advantage ye 20% quota yakaiswa agriculture kuti semayouth pese panopuwa land, let's make sure kuti 20% tiri kubenefita semayouth. Zvakafanana zvekuti kuma veterans 20% of everything that is being chiri kupiwa ma veterans ari kuwana 20%. Same as happened to my youth. Pese pari kupiwa land sema youth, president vedu vakataura 20% ngaende kuma youth. Nemombe dzakaparurwa na president 698 dziri kuenda kuma youth. The person scheme ukapiwa usarambe nayo haisi yako. Unopiwa ikaita mwana usara nemwana upa umwe chingodaro kusvika tese tabenefita. Kusvikira mumbeya kunonzi kugumaura isingachazvari.
Mukutanga kwechirongwa ichi mambo otsanangura mukabata nyaya mukati pari kutanga chirongwa ichi vechidiki vanosvika vo 698 ndivo vachange vachibatsirwa nechirongwa ichi. Asi tichitarisa kuti munyika mune vechidiki vakawanda vanodarika miriyoni, ndanzvikumbirawo kuti mutsanangurowo vateereri kuti chirongwa ichi chishanda sei, uyezve vamwewo vechidiki vasiri nhengo yebhechi rekutanga re 698 vachange vachibatsirwawo sei nechirongwa ichi.
Okay, ndinotenda mukoma wove. Chirongwa ichi chakatanga zvakanaka. Ministry of Agriculture vakadanidzira vechidiki kuti uyai kuno mudzidzisiwe kuchengeta zvipfuwo, which is my livestock, mombe dzenyu dzingava mbudzi dzingava chii. Vakakwanisa kuenda kweko, vakaenda vakanotrainwa mazuva, vakatrainwa kapuma certificates avo. So avo vakatrainwa ndo vachitanga kuwana munhu, but vadziwana zvanambozoita kuti hadzisi dzavo, havafaniri kuramba nadzo. Saka wese achapuwa ng'ombe, hurumende ichange ine rejista racho rekuziva kuti mukoma John vapiwa tsiru, mukoma Hove vapiwa tsiru, mukoma Nhenge vapiwa tsiru. Panopera gore tinoespekta kuti tsiro richange rabereka, imusara muine mhuru, mhuri yotogwa ipiwa umwe muyuth. Toda kuti mayuth akawanda abhenefite purosesi yacho yese.
Pane imwe nyaya yandachida kubatsa vamuchenje, nyaya yehuori. Kazhinji tinonzwa zvirongwa zvehurumende zvichisangana nehuori. Zvii zvingaitwa mukuona kuti chirongwa ichi hachikanganiswe nehuori?
Chekutanga, ndoda kutenda bato reZAC nebasa rari kuitwa. Ndakananga nezvaitika paCVR kuti vanhu vaiona vaitora nguva kuti vawane manumber plates nobva vapindira ikune zvaakufamba zvakanaka. Kumwe kwasara kuti Zaki imbouya ichivhakachira inyaya dzeallocation yeland. Vechidiki ndinoona vachikomplaina panguva yakareba kuti minda iri kutengesiwa haisi kupiwa zvakanaka. Pandinofarira kuti basa riri kubatwa neministeri yeagriculture nenew minista akauya Dr. Masuka, na pemseko Dr. Bazera, vari kutaya kuti zvambe zvakanaka. Asi vezaki vakange vachipinda, isi vechidiki tikaona pari kuita corruption. Vezaki varipo, hativabatei. Tivaudze kuti minister nhingi vari kutengesa munda, oro district official nhingi vari kutengesa munda. Handiona sekuti uhu hunopera tikadaro. Kusivhira mazuva anokwa kufamba, nhasandi kwanzi vari kushanda, manambulizi vari kupuwa moto. Saka I think tikaita the same approach kuma birth certificate, the same approach kuma passport, the same approach kunyaya dzeland inge iri inoendera mberi. Because corruption igonye guru rekuti nyika yedu isaendere mberi. Ndinofara zvakambotaurwa na ambassador vamatema danda. Vakati ivo, nhasi uno tikamira kuita corruption munyika medu, mangwana tinenge tetapa pane chimwe chidanho. Which means vaitoziva kuti kune vanhu vari kuita corruption munyika medu. But tikambomira kudaro, back nemapurisa nemauto wese hurumende tikabatana kuti munhu wese ari kuita corruption ngaavharwe apinde mujere inge rinomira zvakanaka.
Ko kune vechidiki vane maondero ekuti zvirongwa zvehurumende zvakangonangana nekubatsira vechidiki avo vanotyidzana nebato rezanu PF. Ndandikumbira kuti mutipe maondero nezvimashoko.
Okay, thank you. Zvirongwa zvinoparwa nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe. Ndinovimba zvinenge zvakanangana nemayouth edu ese emuZimbabwe zvisine kure bato ripi. Takanangana nechirongwa chedu chemombe dzakaparwa naPresident nema 500 hectares akadzi achienda kumaprovinces. Chandinofarira ndechekuti maministers of state vanova magovernment resident ministers vari magovernment officials ndovanga varipo vachipiwa mombe naPresident uye vachiudzwa kunzi indai munopa mayouth maprovince enyu ma500 benefit. And the minister of state wehurumende ndiye anga aripo achiudzwa naPresident zvekare kuti muipe mari kumayouth kuti muva empower nenyaya dzemairrigation nenyaya dzechii. Which means program iyi haina kunangana nebato rezanu PF or bato remDC Alliance or bato remDCT, but iprogramu yakanangana namayouth edu ese emuZimbabwe. Saka ndokumbira kuti mayouth edu emuZimbabwe ngatibvisei mindset yedu yekufunga kuti every program iri kulongwa nehurumende yakanangana namayouth ezanu PF. Tinosarira pazvirongwa zvezanu PF vamwe vachitoenda mberi. Ngatibatanei namaministers edu tifambira navo pamwe chete. Ndambotaura patambotaura program yedu yekutanga ndichitaura kuti Ministry of Agriculture inoonekwa kumusoro kuna ngungunyanyi dhuze nekuborodheo. Ndoiona kuborodheo. Maofisi ezanu PF ari kuno kuzasi kushowground. Which means ma two separate entities akatosiyana. So isu semayouth tikaona pane chirongwa chehurumende, let's apply, let's participate. Kuimpower bank mayouth ari kupiwa mari. Ndine mayouth akawanda emapato akasiyana siyana anga achindibvunza kuti how can we benefit from a loan ekuimpower bank. Ndichivaudza kuti varefer vachinobatsirwa. Ukaenda kubank haubvunzi kuti wabva kubato ripi. Vanongobvunza kuti uda kurima here, munda wako uri kupi, une macash flows here, so far wapapi. Waita visit havambobvunzi kuti kadhi remusangano riri kupi, whether musangano A musangano B. So semayouth let's participate and assist our president to ensure that we have achieved the vision 2030 of a middle upper economy.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru sava muchenjeri, gaindimbokubataiwo pamuromo so that I can translate for our devilish listeners everything that you've just said here. Zuluka ndaba wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Sithanda ukubonga umnumzana uJohn Mutshenje ngowesilayo kuhlelo. Lo ngumuntu ongisakhulayo, ngusomabhizimusi okumsebenzi wokwezokulima. Uke waba okuthiwa ngesikhiwa i-champion farmer kwele Zimbabwe. Sithinta udaba lohlelo lwe-National Integrated Youth Program olusungulwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngoJanuwari kulomnyaka. Ngimbuzile ngempela uMtshenje ngalolu hlelo wathi hayi uhlelo lolu lujonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo abakwezokulima. When it starts uhlelo lolu luqale ngoJanuwari uthi kulabantu abasingu-698 abakhethwe ukuba lelunga lalolu hlelo. Bonke laba abangu-698 bazabe bethola inkomo zokulima. Ushilo ngempela Mutshenje ukuthi for those who are not part of the first batch abangakhethwanga ukuba ngamalunga alolu hlelo, who are not part of the 698 kumele bengakhathazeki ngoba labo bazathola ithuba lokuthola inkomo ukuze bayenelise ukulima. Ushilo ngempela ukuthi when these cows that they receive ama sebethola inkomo inkomo lezi zazala they're going to give birth and bona the wonke umuntu who's part of this first batch is 698 who get a chance to keep the cows that were given birth kodwa yena must now share inkomo leya eyokuqala that he got eyazala ezinye inkomo so that abanye labo bayenelise ukuthola ithuba to benefit from uhlelo lolu umtshenje ngiphinde ngambuza ngempela ukuthi ukuze umuntu ayenelise ukuba lilunga lalolu hlelo kumele abe lezinto ezinjani ushilo ngempela ukuthi hayi umuntu kumele abe lolwazi oluthile mayelana ngezokulima ukuze ayenelise ukuba lilunga lalolu hlelo ngiphinde ngambuza ngempela ngodaba lwenkohlakalo elizweni ngathi hayi njengoba sibona isibona isikhathi esiningi isizwa inhlelo zikahulumeni ziphazanyiswa ngodaba lwenkohlakalo ushilo ngempela ukuthi hayi uZulu kumele ingakhathazeki kumele athembe ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZAC iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission hayi ukuthi abona bakhanya ngani basebenza gadalala uqeda lolu dubo lwenkohlakalo sokumele athembe ukuthi hayi wena njengosakhulayo if you hear indaba zenkohlakalo uyasho ngempela ukuthi kumele uyobatshela and they will be dealing with everybody accordingly. When we also touched on indaba le ukuthi siyezwa abantu abasakhulayo abaningi bekhala besithi hayi inhlelo ezikahulumende khanya ngani ngesikhathi esiningi azithuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo abayingxenye yebandla lezanu PF uyasho ngempela umtshenje ukuthi hayi yena ngombono wakhe lokho akusilona iqiniso inhlelo zikahulumende zijonge ukuthuthukisa wonke umuntu oyisizalwane seZimbabwe kungelani lokuthi usekele ibandla liphi kungelani lokuthi usekele ibandla lezanu PF EMDC Alliance EMDCT ibandla likaChamisa uyasho ngempela ukuthi wonke umuntu akumele akhululeke ayenelise azame ukuba ingxenye yalolu hlelo olukhokhelwa uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Those are some of the sentiments that have been echoed by Mr. John Mucheje Muria Zimbabwe. Here we're talking about the National Integrated Youth Program. Now, I'm changing back to you as we wrap up this conversation here. I would like you to tell the youth of the nation where they can go for them to find more information pertaining to this program here, the National Integrated Youth Program, and other youth programs that are being led by the government so that they can find more information and be part of these programs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hobe. In respect to this program for the Lent, where it has been instructed, where the ministers of different provinces been set up by the president to make sure that youth benefit in the process. The whole thing can be information is there at Ministry of Agriculture Youth Desk being led by Mr. Kachengo, and also in the provinces where you can actually go and talk to our provincial agritech officers for the information. Then secondly, in terms of the loans that are there for agricultural purposes, the Empower Bank is there funding the youth programs. You can visit any Empower Bank branch. They will tell you what to do when you want to apply my loans.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any last words that you'd like to leave for the youth of the nation?
Thank you. My last parting words is let's see, remove political blinkers when it comes to development. Zimbabwe is our nation. This is our country. This is our birthright. Everyone is with an ID and a birth certificate that is produced in Zimbabwe. When it comes to development, let's not segregate our own youth or our own selves because of our affiliation. The president has said he wants to embrace each and every youth from different political views, different political spheres and social. So let's come together, let's work for our country, let's work for our nation to ensure that we achieve our vision 2030.
Shout out there to Mr. John Muchenje, who took time out to be with us. As we focused on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Yebogambe Zulukanda was Sandubonga, Wonko Mundo, and Genai Bushelo, Lisandu, so Ingo, Esienze, and Lomnum Zana, John Muchenje, almost so much is Musa Sakulayo, or whom seven's way so holy ma. lapho umuchenje obethinta indaba ezimayelana nenhlelo zikahulumende ezijonge ukuthuthukisa abatsha elizweni. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usanda ukuqala olunye uhlelo oluphansi okwesihloko esithi the National Integrated Youth Program, olujonge ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo abakwezokulima. Umchenjo obechasisa okuningi ngempela esithi hayi hambani kugatsha olubona ngezokulima i-Ministry of Agriculture, ikhona i-Youth Desk, uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi lingahamba kugatsha olubona ngezokulima ku-Youth Desk. Lilakho ukuthola ulwazi oluthile ngalolu hlelo. Wonke umuntu olakho ukungena kuhlelo lolu kodwa kumele ube lolwazi oluthile mayelana ngezokulima. But whilst focusing on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe, speaking at last year's International Youth Day commemorations, Zimbabwe's Minister Honorable Kirsty Coventry echoed similar sentiments to those of Mr. John Muchenje. Now, Honorable Kirsty Coventry took this opportunity to reinforce the idea that Zimbabwe is open for business. And of course, there's several programs that are government-led that are available to the youth of the nation, especially the youth in agriculture. Let's hear more about from what Honorable Kirsty Coventry had to say as she was speaking on these youth empowerment programs.
So what is Zimbabwe and what is the government doing? Well, right now, we know that the government has low-hanging fruit and that we are wanting to poise and catapult the economy through exciting initiatives and innovations that are spearheaded through and by my ministry and the ministry responsible for lands and agriculture, as well as different financial institutions. So what have we done? Well, we've been listening to what the lacking areas are, so lack of access to land, lack of finance, and we've looked at those to say, how do we turn those into opportunities? And we have started by having new initiatives through the Empower Bank. We've started those initiatives through the youth focal desks. We've started by the review of the national policy, which has led to the promulgation of the National Youth Act. All of these things have come from an opportunity that we've seen to be something that is lacking into an opportunity that will benefit youth. So there are existing opportunities to empower youth at different stages of the agricultural value chain. And by harnessing increasing new technologies and approaches, we will be able to create new jobs, more jobs, increased food production, and we would be able to produce a less reliance on food imports.
Well, Amuri and Zimbabwe, those were sentiments by Honorable Kirsty Coventry. They're focusing on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Yasho ngempela ukuthi ibhanga likhona, Youth Empowerment Bank ikhona, lapho abantu abasakhulayo can get access to loans to empower amabhizinisi abo, ikakhulukazi laba abakwezokulima. So sithanda ukubonga John Muchenje, kanye lo Honorable Kirsty Coventry, for those sentiments. However, sentiments passed by Mr. Muchenje and, of course, Honorable Kirsty Coventry are debated by a lot of young people in Zimbabwe. Amongst them is Nyasha Kwazemba, a young activist that we reached out to, that I got to speak to via telephone about youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Now, Mr. Kwazemba particularly debates and argues that a lot of these sentiments passed by Honorable Kirsty Coventry and, of course, Mr. Muchenje are incorrect. Not a lot of people or a youth, to be particular, have access to these government-led programs. Let's head over to a telephone conversation that I had with Nyasha Kwazemba as he explains more pertaining to his thoughts about youth empowerment in Zimbabwe.
Hi, ngiyabonga Mr. Hobe. Njengomuntu olwela amalungelo abatsha, mina ukubona kwami kwezokulima kahle kathesi elizweni lakithi kwezokulima sisasesikhathini sokuthi abantu kusakhethwa umhlabathi usaphiwa ebantwini aba-aligned, abaqondane lebandla leZANU PF. Abanye ama-youth awakakhanyelwa, akananzwa in terms of ukunikwa umhlabathi ukuthi hayi sikhanyelwe ukuthi hayi njoba sinomhlabathi umhlabathi kawuphiwe wonke umyouthi osezimbabwe but kathesi lowo mhlabathi uphiwa uqondane lebandla lezanup abantu abatsha basakhethekile abakhanyelwa nxa kubuya kwezokulima kuyathiwa hhayi le generation ngabantu bamafoni le generation ngabantu abakwazi ngezombusazwe so kugcina kuthathwa umhlabathi lwana oyabe uvela uthetho kwabalungu umhlabathi lwana uphiwe abadala kumbe uphiwe abantu abasakela ibandla kumbe ngithi abasapota ibandla lezanu PF so kuleyo ndaba kwezokulima njalo lezikhundla zangkhona elizweni lakithi abantu abatsha abakakhanyelwa thina elizweni lakithi abantu abatsha asikananzelelwa ezikhundleni kumbe engatsheni ezijetshiyeneyo kusasefakwa abantu abadala kusafakwa umuntu leminyaka efika o-40 kumbe o-60 o-70 kube kuthiwa ngu-minister we-information and publicity ngabantu abamelele ama-youth labo asikananzelelwa kulezi amalungelo ethu akakananzelelwa njalo kasikakhanyelwa ukuthi sifakwe kulezo zikhundla but siyakhala ukuthi uhulumende wethu nje atshintshe ingqondo aqalise ukurecognize ama-youth asifake lathi engatsheni lezo ezijejhene kungabi kukhetha ukuthi ngabantu bezanu kumbe abantu be-MDC kumbe ngabantu abamele ibandla elinje but kufakwe umuntu on basis of imerit yokuthi hayi lo muntu umsebenzi lowo uyawukwanisa
mnumzana Gwazemba wothi ngiqale ngokukubonga ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo I want to focus on some sentiments that have been echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. Okumayelana ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo elizweni. Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena uthi usebenza gadalala ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Ikakhulukazi laba abakwezokulima. Uphinde wathi ulenhlelo eziningi ezitshiyeneyo ezijonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. For example, ibhanga ele Youth Empowerment Bank. Lona lijonge ukunikeza abantu abasakhulayo kakhulukazi abakwezokulima imali azokuthi bayenelise ukuthuthukisa inhlelo zabo. Uphinde wathi kulezinye inhlelo ezikhona elizweni ezijonge ukuthuthukisa intsha abakwezokulima inhlelo lezi zimayelana ngokuthi abantu abasakhulayo bayenelise ukuthola inhlabathi or amaplazi ukuze bayenelise ukulima. Njengosakhulayo okumsebenzi wokulwela amalungelo oluntu ukubona njani lokho awusitshela umbono wakho
akula nto enjalo eyenza uhulumende wethu i-empowerment bank
ibhenki enika abantu imali but ama-youth khonakala nje ngokutho ukuthi abantu kusakhethwa ukuthi hayi lowo umele ibandla lezanu PF
nguye okumele aphiwe isikhundla nguye omele aphiwe imali kusakhethwa njalo lohlelo lolo lokuthi abantu baphiwe umhlabathi abantu bakithi asikama-youth akarecognize njalo abakaphiwa lowo mhlabathi okuthiwa siyawuphiwa umhlabathi lowo
usasekhethwa kulabantu nje abakhethwa ukuthi hayi lowo ngowebandla lezanu lowo ngowebandla le umeli izanu lowo ngumsihlobo sikamongameli lesi sihlobo sikabanibani wezanu yibo abantu abaphiwe umhlabathi ngingaqamba nje ngithi kababuye abantu ama-youth athi bona sebephiwe umhlabathi kathesi the government is not recognizing the youth they are not giving us land iland yangkhona le mali ama bank loans if you go to ama banks now abanika ama youth loans bayakutshela ngento eyenzakala ngezikhathi zikamgaba ukuthi hhayi sayesanika ama-youth iloni ama-youth abaleka benza so bathatha imali yana bayidla benza so benza so benza so benza so so ngezikhathi lezi asikarecognizewa ukuthi siphiwe lowo mhlabathi
uhulumende wethu njalo ama-programs abawachoyo lawa nguhulumende wethu Mr. Mnangagwa ukuthi yena ulama-programs anjalo awenza uwenzela ngaphi ngoba thina sikayiboni le empowerment kuma-youth wobulawayo akula ma-youth asekaphiwa i-empowerment
akula ama-youth ona lawa kobulawayo asekaphiwa i-empowerment
Hayi ngiyasho ukuthi ngibambe umlomo so that I translate for our Shona and English speakers for them to understand your sentiments. So Zimbabwe Mushe, thank you so much for joining us. Is Nyasha Gwazemba. If you are tuning in right now, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. On the line, we have Nyasha Gwazemba, a youth rights activist. We're focusing on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. We're talking about several different initiatives that are led by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government that target empowering the youth of the nation. And now, in my conversation with Mr. Kwazemba here, he has uttered several sentiments, amongst them being, in his opinion, youth are not empowered in Zimbabwe, especially those within the agricultural sectors. He predominantly focuses on the fact that, in his opinion, a lot of youth empowerment programs that are government-led have only been benefiting people who are either politically affiliated with ZANU-PF or war veterans who are linked to ZANU-PF, and, of course, senior government officials. So, that, in his opinion, those are the young people who are benefiting from government programs, especially the youth empowerment bank that he talks about. Now, as we wrap up here, let me go back to Mr. Kwazemba so that he can pass his last sentiments, and then we can wrap up our conversation. Mnumzana Kwazemba, I'm now back at you, Lapa Mnumzana. Isikhathi sesesihlungu mangoyi bafo bengcela ukuthi ugqibe ingxoxo yethu ngokuphosela amazwi akho okugcina kwabatsha and to all our listeners paying attention to ingxoxo yethu manje.
Ngizagqiba ngokuthi ngama-youth wonke jikelele, i-Afrika yonke, iZimbabwe yonke, umthwakazi wonke, ngikhulume ngithi singalahli themba ngokuthi sifelwe. Ilizwe lakithi kuzalunga, sizafika isikhathi sokuthi into zilunge. Asibambane nini njengamayouth, silungisise ilizwe lakithi, sibe lengqubekela phambili, sibe lamayouth that have purpose, amayouth abambe i-economy yelizwe, amayouth aimpawe, aba lamabhenki, abe lamabhizinisi. Sibambane, sithandane, njalo sisebenzele, sithuthukise nini ilizwe lakithi kele Zimbabwe. Of course, kathesi situation ingabi nzima, kodwa kasibambane nini mayouth, njalo ilizwe lethu liqhubekele phambili, kube mnandi, uqakathekile kuleli lizwe, ilizwe lethu liqhubekele phambili, sibambane, siyakhe amabhizimusi amahle. Ngiyabonga.
Well, Zulukandaba, sithanda ukubonga uNyasha Kwazemba ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Muri eZimbabwe amangamuchinzwa wechidiki anorwira kodzero dzevechidiki munyika achitipawo kamaondero ake nezvenyaya iyi yekusimudzirwa kwevechidiki munyika. Tipeiwo maondero enyu muri eZimbabwe vaKwazemba vanoti aiwa zviri kutaurwa navamuchenje pamwe chete naHonorable Kirsty Coventry achisi chokwadi. Imi munozvionawo sei? Nyorai maondero enyu papeji redu revoa shona pamwe chete pavoa studio 7. Zulukandaba wonke umuntu engenayo kuhlelo, nilalele uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. You're tuned into Live Talk The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Wole. Zimbabwe, shout out to Mr. T. Darira. Swa in Darira just signal there, are partnering up with the Roots of Africa for that COVID-19 message. Zulukandaba, as we reach an end of our program, I want to head over to a conversation that we had with the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture Youth Desk, Mr. Nicholas Kajengo, who talks to us more about youth empowerment in Zimbabwe and, of course, what government is doing to empower youth in agriculture. Let's head over to that conversation that I had with Mr. Kajengo over the telephone.
Thank you very much, Brother Woe. The theme of the National this day for the year 2021 speaks a lot about the opportunities that are in existence in as far as youth in agriculture are concerned, because actually the opportunities are also centered on the food system itself. Basically, what we need to understand before I explain my brother and the world at large is that we need to understand what food systems are.
Mm-hmm.
Food system, effectively, we are talking about the sum of actors and interactions along the food value chain, from input supply and production of crops, livestock, fish, and other agricultural commodities to transportation, processing, retailing, wholesaling, and preparation of food to consumption and disposal. From this clarity, from this definition, from this explanation, it's now clear that agriculture is broader. From this entire value chain, mm-hmm. there are vast opportunities for the young people that have been existing, that are existing, and that will remain existing.
Now, Mr. Kajengo, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us here. I want to focus here on these opportunities that you talk about. I've spoken to some youth who say that they faced several challenges, especially when it comes to accessing land in Zimbabwe. They're of the opinion that young people who are receiving land in Zimbabwe, in most cases, are somehow politically affiliated with ZANU-PF. Now, with that in mind, speak to us more about these opportunities that you are referring to in particular.
Okay, thank you very much. I think, as I said, if you are talking of food system in agriculture, we are talking of the value chain that exists in the agriculture itself. Firstly, we talk of land. Land can be availed through joint ventures, through applying it through various ways. It can be communal. It can be through the through the Ministry of Land and Agriculture, A1, A2, mm-hmm. among others. Besides that, we age and we are seeing young people taking part in the value chain. A lot of young people are involved in the transportation of agricultural produce. They are involved in the processing, they are involved in the retailing, wholesaling, preparation of food consumption, of course, to dispose of. This means that there are vast of opportunities for those who want to be employed or to have some opportunities under the agricultural sector.
Now, Mr. Kajengo, you talked about where people can find land in Zimbabwe. Could you be a little more specific in that circumstance? Because there's a lot of young people who are wondering, how can they access land in Zimbabwe?
Okay. Basically, what we all want to understand is that land has got various models. We've got communal land. Communal land is acquired through local authorities. Local authorities refer to traditional leaders, village heads, chiefs, and headmen. These are the ones who are responsible. They are the ones who are in charge of the communal land.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we have got the land that is acquired through the ministry responsible for land. This includes A1, the A2. Under these various schemes or models, anyone can apply freely through districts, through provinces, because the land actually is acquired after one is applied formally through districts. Because at district level, there is a committee that decides, that looks into application. The committee at district level is chaired by DDC, District Development Coordinator. The same is applicable at provincial level, where the Minister of State is the chairperson of the provincial level committee. So it's up to the provincial level committee, it's up to the district committee to decide who gets land. However, in terms of application, in terms of acquisition, every Zimbabwean has got equitable rights and, of course, access to acquire the land, because the land is applied for and availed to any Zimbabwean to any applicant, irrespective of whatever sphere of life, whether it is political, social, or economic sphere, mm-hmm. as long as one has got passion, ability, capability, and willing to acquire land, as long as the land is there, as long as the application of the applicant is decided and, of course, agreed by the committee, then one can acquire the land. That is the process. That is the procedure. And there is no any shortcut to that.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vakajengo tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva nesu pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki ngatimboze ainyai nerurimi rwaamai tisati tapeta hurukuro yedu tamboita hurukuro nevechidiki vakasiyana siyana kune vamwe vane maondoro ekuti munyika hamuna mikana yakawanda mukusimudzira vechidiki uyezve vanoti vanoda avo vanoda kuita zvokurima havasi kuwana minda sezvamataura imi vabata zvekare nyaya yebhanga reempowerment bank vachiti aiwa bhanga iri havazhinji vechidiki havasi kuwana mari kubva kune bhanga iri vazhinji vavanoziva vari kuwana mari vanotyidzana nebato rezanu PF tipewo maondoro enyu nezvemashoko aya
maita zvakanaka. Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti vechidiki munyaya dzeagriculture, munyaya dzekurima, vane mukana wakakura zvikuru. Tozvangatitaura nerurimi rwechirungu kuti muagriculture mune mukana wekuti vanogona kuwana minda iyoyo, vanokwanisa kupinda muvalue chain, munyaya dzetransport, muagriculture, munyaya dzekuprocessawo, munyaya dzekutenda nekutengesa zvinowanikwa mukurima. Uye zvakare panyaya yamataura yakakosha nyaya yeminda. Minda ine mhando dzakasiyana. Minda inogona kuwanika kuburikidza nemasabhuku nemadzishe. Minda yerudzi urworwo harutongwi nebazi reagriculture, asi kuti zvinotongwa nemadzishe nemasabhuku ivayo. Vanoenda kwavari, vanotaura navo nenzira yakanaka. Iwo masabhuku nemadzishe vane mhinduro yakagara maringe nekuti minda yekumakobino yekumareseva ingawanike sei. Chepiri, neminda yatinoti isusu minda yemaresettlement maA1 maA2 minda iyi inowanika kuburikidza nekuti munhu anonyorera kana kuti anoita yatinati muchirungu application, anotsvaga munda through madistrict ake nemaprovinsi. Padistrict vanotsvaga mafomu kumaofisi eministry of land padistrict, ipapo vanofira mafomu yavo vachibatsirwa nevarimisi vedu vekumadistrict kana kumaprovinsi. Asi zvinenge zvaakukomiti yepadistrict, komiti yepadistrict inotungamirwa namudziki DDC. Mudziki haashandi ari wega, anoshanda nemakurukota ake padistrict ipapo, vanosanganisira vashandi mubazi rekurima nevamwe vashandi vehurumende vane chokuita nenyaya idzodzi. Zvimwe chete paprovinsi, paprovinsiwo zvakare unokwanisa kuisa application directly kuprovinsi. Kuprovinsi kune komiti inenge iriko zvakare, hurukota rehurumende redunhu ndo rinenge richitungamira urongwa ihwohwo, richishandawo zvakare nekomiti yekaitawo vanomirira vechidiki vanenge varimo mukomiti imomo, vanomirira varihwendo vanenge vari mukomiti imomo. Saka inenge iri komiti inenge ine maziso akawanda anenge achitarisa mativi ose akakosha munyaya dzekurima, munyaya dzebudiriro. Saka chokwana ndopa nderekuti lend inoaplaiwa nemwana wese wezimbabwe nemunhu wese anoona sekuti akakodzera kunge achirarama munyaya dzekurima.
All right then, muri yeZimbabwe, shout out to Mr. Nicholas Kajengwa for taking time out to be with us. Kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, and also thank you to Mr. John Muchenje kanye lo Nyasha kwaZemba. Kwaneloko namhla mthokazi omuhle muri yeZimbabwe, we've reached an end of our program tonight. Once again, shout out to all my guests for joining us, and of course you, our loyal listeners, that were with us for the past hour. At @MikeHobe_ is my Twitter username and Instagram username. So for those that are looking to catch up with me, or those that are looking to be guests, feel free to reach out to me via Twitter and Instagram. Mure Zimbabwe is katsami. So this is your mango yita shika kumakume chirongwa chedu cha nasi. Ngatisangane pano pa chirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Same time, same place. And next week, anokoneka ine mfaro. Oliver Lisa inenjabulo. Ika mangu maikove. Tsaka kumoshe. Zimbabwe moshe. Bye bye.